John Vavasour de Quintin Jones was very fond of throwing stones at horses, people, passing trains, but especially at window panes. Like many of the upper class, he liked the sound of broken glass. It bucked him up and made him gay. It was his favourite form of play. But the amusement cost him dear, my children, as you now shall hear. John Vavasour de Quintin had an uncle who adored the lad, and often chuckled, "Wait until you see what's left you in my will." Nor were the words without import, because this uncle did a sort of something in the city which had made him fabulously rich, although his brother, John's papa, was poor as many fathers are. He had a lot of stocks and shares and half a street in Buenos Aires, but this pronunciation varies. Some people call it Buenos Aires. A bank in Rio and a line of steamers to the Argentine, and options more than I can tell, and bits of Canada as well. He even had a mortgage on the house inhabited by John. His will, the cause of all the fuss, was carefully indited thus. "This is the last and solemn will of Uncle William, known as Bill. I do bequeath, devise, and give, by execution mandative, the whole amount of what I've got. It comes to a tremendous lot. In season to devolve upon my well-beloved nephew John, and here the witnesses will sign their names upon the dotted line." Such was the legal instrument expressing Uncle Bill's intent. As time went on, declining health transmogrified this man of wealth, and it was excellently clear that Uncle Bill's demise was near. At last, his sole idea of fun was sitting snoozling in the sun. So once, when he would take the air, they wheeled him in his patent chair. By they, I mean his nurse, who came from Dorchester upon the Tame. Miss Charming was the nurse's name. To where, beside a little wood, a long abandoned greenhouse stood. And there he sank into a doze of senile and inept repose. But not for long his drowsy ease. A stone came whizzing through the trees and caught him smartly in the eye. He woke with an appalling cry and shrieked in agonizing tones, "Oh, Lord, whoever's throwing stones!"